Please open your Bibles to the 28th Psalm. And we will begin here in just a moment. The 28th Psalm. Psalm 28. To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear my voice, hear the voice of my pleas for mercy. When I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary, do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors, while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work, and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the works of his hands, he will tear them down and build them up no more. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is my strength, is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. This, of course, is a psalm of David. And this sounds exactly like something that David would write. David, of course, was king. He was a very strong king. He was a very effective king. And yes, he was a very imperfect king, because he was just like you and me. He made his mistakes. But what made him strong? What made him be the kind of person that he was, that he could write something like this and hundreds of other psalms that we have in the book of Psalms today? This psalm answers the question as to what made him strong. He was strong because his strength was in the Lord. And I want to suggest to you that you and I today, the strength that we have is because the Lord is our strength. You came back tonight to worship God again because the Lord is your strength. He gives you what you have and allows you to move forward with your faith, your love, and your dedication. So tonight what I want to do is I want us to discuss why David was strong in the Lord, and maybe this will help us understand how we can find strength in our lives in the Lord as well. First of all, I want to suggest to you this. The Lord is our strength because he hears. When we call upon the Lord, we call upon the Lord only. We don't call upon anyone else. And the reason for that is because there is no one else that we can call upon who can do for us what the Lord does for us. Verse 1 of our text plainly says, "To you, O Lord, I will call." This tells me that this is a personal calling. I am calling upon the Lord because he is my Lord. I belong to him. David says, "You, O Lord," no one else. When you say the word "you," you have eliminated everyone else. "You, O Lord, are the one that I call." And then he also tells us that this is a confident call. He says, "You, O Lord, you're my rock. You're my strength. You are what upholds me." We talk about standing on the foundation. What foundation do we stand on? We stand upon the Lord, his foundation. David refers to the Lord as my rock some 17 times in his writings throughout the book of Psalms. So this is nothing new to him when he penned this psalm. He knew the Lord was his rock and had known it for quite some time and continued to know it, because 17 times he used the phrase, "my rock." The Lord is the one upon whom we call on, because He is our rock as well. In fact, it is commanded that we call upon Him because of who He is. Go back to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3. This was of the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods before me. I am the God, He said. I am the only one. It's just as Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. There is no one else that you can get to the Father to except through me. Only one. And God is the only one that we should have in our lives that we can call our rock. Isaiah echoed these same words in Exodus in Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 22. He said, look to me and be saved. This is the Lord talking here. All you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. If you're looking for salvation, if you're looking for a way to continue life, God is it. He is the only way. And this is what Isaiah is saying to us. The Lord listens to us. He hears us. And that gives us strength. You know, in our text, David cries, do not be silent to me. Listen to me. Hear me. And in verse 6, David acknowledged that God has heard his voice. He knows that God will listen. And we need to know today that when we talk to our God, He will listen to us. He will hear us. In Psalm 34, verse 17, David writes, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. And we have that same arrangement with God today as His children. We can cry unto Him. We can call out to Him, and He will hear and listen to us. David calls upon the Lord to actively seek Him, to look for Him. David uses his voice to pray. He uses his hands to pray. And he knows that the Lord hears him, and this gives him strength. And my friends, we today can know that the Lord hears us, and this gives us strength, knowing that we can go to the rock and He is there. The Lord is our strength because He protects us. The Lord will protect us from the plots of the wicked. Listen to Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So we know that God will take care of us as His children. He will do justice to the wicked. In verse 4 of our text, David compelled the Lord to do this. He said, give to them according to their evil deeds, according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the works of their hands. Render to them what they deserve. God, only you can do this. Only you can offer me this protection. And God does that for us today. In fact, Paul verifies that this is exactly what God does for us in Romans chapter 2, beginning with verse 6. He said, who shall render to each one according to his deeds? Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul is telling us that God is doing exactly for us what David had asked for him in Psalm 28. Again, He is our rock. His work is perfect. For all His ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4. But you know, not only does the Lord hear us, and not only does he protect us, he is our strength because he is trustworthy. I don't have to tell you that we can lose faith in man. I dare say that everyone in this room has had somebody to let them down. We have all had somebody that we thought that we could trust, that we thought could be honest with us, that we thought could do exactly what they said they were going to do for us, only to let us down. You know, this is true with man because we are imperfect. But you know, our God is always trustworthy. Several passages bear this out. Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He strengthens us. Paul declares this in Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He shields us. David in Psalm 119, verse 114. You are my hiding place. You are my shield. I hope in your word. We have hope in God's word. He helps us. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, for I will help you. There is no greater helper than God above. There is no human hand that can help you the way that God can. And we need to understand that he is our help. And because of all of these things, he is worthy of our praise. Again, David, Psalm 18 and verse 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who shall be saved, so shall be saved from my enemies. We have a song in the book that verses those very words. I will call upon the Lord. He is always there. He will take care of me, and I will praise him because of that care. Yes, he hears us. Yes, he protects us. And yes, we can trust in him to do exactly what he says he will do. And then, he is our strength. And that's not right up there. He is our strength because he saves. Well, who does God save? Now, if I read my Bible right, God is not going to save everyone. In fact, the majority of the people of the world will be lost. The majority of the people of the world are hell-bound. And that's not judging. That's scripture. Only the few will find salvation. God is not going to save everyone. Everybody. So the question is asked, who is he going to save then? He is going to save the anointed. Listen to David in Psalm 20 and verse 6. David says, now I know that the Lord saves the anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. God's right hand has the strength to save you and me. Isaiah said, Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. You know, it was Jesus' purpose in coming to the earth to save his people. This is what the angel explained to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. He said in talking about Mary, and she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He has come to save us. God will save us by protecting the inheritance that is ours when this life is over. Paul in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And then he goes on to say in the next verse, "You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ," or in other words, if you belong to Christ, "then you are Abraham's seed and you are heirs according to the promise." What promise? The promise that God has made since the beginning of time, that there is going to come someone who is going to save you. This promise has went through the entire time on this earth, knowing that it was Jesus Christ to save us. He saves us by supporting us forever. I love this passage in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. This is Paul writing here, and he is telling us how he can believe and trust the promises of God. Listen to what he says. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." There is nothing, he said, absolutely nothing that can separate us from God and the salvation that God offers us. All we need to do is put our faith and our trust and our obedience in him, and these things will be. And we need to understand that he is going to save us. And knowing all of this should give us the strength that David is talking about in our text. The Lord is our strength because he hears us. He protects us. He is trustworthy. And he saves. And my friends, he has done this for you and for me, because we are his children. And he dearly loves us. He wants the best for us. He always wanted the best for us. He wants to give us the best home here. And he wants to give us the best in his home in heaven that will last for all eternity. And that, my friend, should give us strength. Strength to love him. Strength to obey him. Strength to serve him. So I ask you tonight, in closing this lesson, do you find your strength in the Lord? Do you live according to his love that he has for you and return that with your love? Do you live according to his protection, knowing that he protects you? And do you live according to his salvation, knowing that he offers salvation to you? Or have you allowed other things to come between you and your God? If this is true, you need to correct your life now. Strengthen yourself once again in the Lord, because he has done all of this for you. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, you need him. You need him because of his love. You need him because of his strength. You need his protection. And you need his salvation. And you can have it tonight by rendering obedience to the gospel of Christ. So tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, we ask that you come while we stand and sing.